quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with the one and only John Williamson. How are you, mate?
I'm good, Ben, thank you.
Now, I am so impressed with your catalogue of music. You just keep putting out great album after album. Your ability to sum up the Australian way of life and the Australian stories that we can all relate to is just absolutely exceptional, coupled with your wonderful songwriting ability, your great gift as a lyricist and a great performer as well. So I'm just really excited with your new album, Hell of a Career.
It's funny, I was just thinking 44 songs is actually only 10% of what I've written. and it's also 44 years next June since Old Man Emu. So it was quite difficult to work out what 44 songs to put on there.
Yeah.
My main criteria was that the songs that get the most requested when I'm on the road. And, also the ones that I am doing currently, et cetera, because when people, after a show, they want to buy that song, So you try and give them the easy way out is to get that album, and you'll find most of the ones that I do in the show are on it.
Well, it really is a great teaser because you've got so many albums, and thankfully, Warner Music are digitally re-releasing all of the albums that the music on Hell of a Career comes from. So it really is such a wonderful album. Now, I was saying to you earlier that the thing I love about it most is I can now just grab one CD, throw it in the car, and I've got all my favourite John Williamson tracks that I will be requesting myself.
Oh, that's good. So there's none of them missing, Ben. I'm pleased to hear.
Well, and it's nice that you can solve
it. I know exactly how you feel, because if I buy a Bob Marley album, for instance, I want to hear all the best ones,
Yeah, definitely. And, I think that people's discovery of music has changed over the last 5 or 6 years. More to an online format, and these compilation CDs, I think, are such a wonderful discovery tool for people who may have one or two John Williamson albums and really enjoy them, to go through and really, really get to know your catalogue of work a lot better.
That's right, mate. Yeah, and it's also for some, it's always surprising to be able to be in the game so long, and people come up after the show and say that, look, we had no idea what the music was about before. We sort of thought it was country and western or whatever, and they didn't like country and western or whatever. But it just amazes me how many Aussies still haven't come to the show, or they haven't come since they saw me in some little town hall in 1975 or something. It's nice to have an album that makes them realise just what's been going on all that time,
Working in country music, I'm sure you get a lot of people going, I didn't realise that I liked country and western so much. But as I always say, country's what I listen to, western's what I wear.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a title I've used much at all now, but I just don't like my music to be necessarily put in the same bag as the American stuff, because I think it's quite different.
I think I'd put your music as quintessentially Australian rather than anything else, because I find that
I'm happy with it.
Yeah, your voice is really iconic and very, very Australian. And the other thing that I love is that you really do back Australia 110%. I mean, you've had plenty of offers to take your music internationally, but prefer to stick with Australia and, your home and people here.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious why, actually. I can explain it. It's just I don't want to live anywhere else for a start. So, imagine if you start promoting yourself like Keith Urban does. You really have to almost become an American, and I couldn't stand it. I just really do. I'm actually besotted with my own country, and I just want to live here. So I want to make a living and singing to my own people, and I also want to be part of the realisation for people just how lucky we are to live here and write and hear songs about our country.
Yeah. Now, tell me about Old Man Emu, because it kicks off disc one of this fantastic album. You've been playing that for so many years now, and that's the song that really puts you on the map. How do you feel when you play it?
Oh, I feel great. It's still a feather in my cap because it was a huge hit, and it still works for new kids being born every day. So it's an absolute evergreen, you know, 100%. And it is my foundation song, so I always, nearly always still finish the show with I'm In Here, because it's, you know, put away all the sadness, all the, you know, all the emotions I go through in the show. And, you know, whether it's being patriotic or whatever. But Old Man Eden is just a fun song, and it's very Aussie. Mm. And it's got a rhythm to it that people just can't keep staying in their seats. It's, I don't know why or how that happened. I've never written one that quite works the same since. And it even worked in France, and I didn't even know what I was singing about. You know? But no, it's the coat of arms animated. There's so many reasons why I guess it's good for it to be my foundation.
Now, another great song. I'm just going to go through some of my favourite songs on the album. Now, Islands of Ocean.
Sure.
That was a very special studio edition that's just been released from the album. And isn't that special?
Well, thanks, mate. I use it now as I want to sing my anthem for Australia for you now, because you don't have to stand up, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a nice way, like, just to tell everybody how I feel about the place before the show even gets going, you know. And I think it's become entrenched as my opener now, and I'm very, very pleased about that. And I think it's going to be around for a long time.
Well, you know, I agree, but I think all of your songs are going to be around for quite a long time. And the other one, A Bushman Can't Survive. Now, that's one of the live orchestra versions, and there's a few of them, because your songs have been given a whole different look and a whole different sound from some of the work that you do with the orchestras all over the place.
For the Sydney Symphony, yeah. Yes, that was quite an experience. I went basically all around the country doing it with different orchestras, but that recording was the first night that I'd ever recorded with it or sung with an orchestra. It was pretty nerve-wracking, but I got away with it, and we've been pretty happy with the tracks that came out of it.
And that would have been quite an experience for you, because did you score that yourself?
No, there was four different arrangers for the symphony, and two different conductors over the period that I did it. And some of the tracks I like better than others or whatever, but it's a hell of an experience. The first time I did it, I was nervous as hell, but once I got to Tassie with their orchestra and that, it really felt like they were my band. You know, I got more used to the idea and more comfortable with it.
Now, the album is called A Hell of a Career. Please tell me that you're not retiring.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not. I don't think I'll ever really completely retire, but I am. I keep saying I want to do less shows this coming year, you know, and it doesn't seem to happen because, you know, I keep getting invites to do things that I can't knock back. You know, like, must be nearly 2 years when we agreed to do the Gallipoli cruise, you know, because it's the 100th year anniversary coming up 2015. And I thought, hell, I'm going to have to keep performing till I'm 70, because I'll be 70 in that year. But it hasn't slowed down at all. I was a bit worried that I might have to sort of get myself together for 2015, but I don't think that's going to be a problem anymore.
You know what? You just said that you were 70, and every time I bump...
In 2015.
Sorry, 2015. Let's not jump the gun there. Now, you still, like, every time I see you perform, and even when we speak, you know, backstage or anywhere else, you've still got this amazing energy about you.
I think that's what music does, or the country does that to me. I can't wait to get up every morning, because I'm just so pleased to be here, you know, and especially when I'm up in the mountain country in southeast, you know, when I'm in the bush, I'm up before the sun, and you know, I'm up out in the bush well after the sun goes down. I just love it, you know. So I think that's probably the secret to longevity, is having something to get up for, you know. And up there, I'm always building stone walls and tinkering around in the shed or whatever. I just love it.
I think that's what makes blokes tick, is doing some of that great tinkering work on your own. You know what I mean? I think my dad used to do it, my grandpa did it, and And, you know, now I'm doing it too. So, you know, I'm so pleased that you've put out this album. It is a wonderful collection of 44 of my favourite John Williamson songs and definitely everyone else's. It's called A Hell of a Career. It's available on iTunes and also in all good record stores because, of course, if they don't have John Williamson, they're not a good record store. Thank you so much for joining me, John.
Thanks, Ben.
We are now together. The rock is in our blood. Free as an eagle, strong as a river flood. Proud as a Coolabah, as fresh as the ocean breeze. You're my inspiration. It's a song for you. Under the Southern Cross, with people old and new, with roads that go forever through the land of the kangaroo. Island of oceans, red ochre, gold and blue, you give my heart the power to make my dreams come true. And I will bring you glory with everything I do. Australia, there is only one heart and it belongs to us. It draws our eyes inland through the smoke and dust to the spirit of a nation who's unafraid to sail alone.
Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.